World leaders are convening in Paris starting Monday. They're faced with a daunting task: draft an agreement to combat climate change. Leaders of nations won't be the only ones on hand. So will a variety of people hoping to influence the global discussion. We found some right here in Wisconsin. Clay Nessler was about to pack his bag and head to Paris when I met him at Johnson Controls. He's the company's VP of Global Energy and Sustainability. This won't be Nessler's first climate change summit. He attended the UN's 2009 gathering in Copenhagen.
I've been fortunate enough to make a couple interventions for exactly 2 minutes on the role of the private sector, market-based mechanisms, innovation.
Nessler is hoping for multiple two-minute opportunities in Paris to talk about technologies Johnson Controls has developed. It's reduced its greenhouse gas emissions by 41%.
We're going to be heading into our corporate north facility.
Corporate headquarters in Glendale oozes energy efficiency and sustainability. Outside, systems capture and repurpose rainwater for irrigation and flushing toilets. Inside, even mere window shades play a role by regulating how much natural light spills into the office.
Automated window blinds. If it's very bright outside, you don't want direct light going into the workspaces here. So the blinds raise and lower automatically every 20 minutes.
In each cubicle, the worker controls airflow with a personal environmental module,
which allows them to adjust the temperature of the air. It allows them to change the velocity of the air.
When the employee steps away, the module turns off the system. Nessler believes technology can help abate climate stresses in both developed and developing countries. For instance, Johnson Controls energy storing batteries.
Whether it's in Africa or whether it's in Chicago, it's generally less expensive to save a watt of energy than it is to generate it.
While large corporations hope their sophisticated technology can shift the climate change tide, Stephen Carpenter says the world needs much more. Carpenter is a limnologist at UW-Madison, and while he won't be in Paris, the attendees will likely feel his influence. This year, he was one of 18 international scientists who co-authored a study of human impacts on the world's ecosystems. The group concurs that it's critical for countries to jointly limit global warming by 2 degrees Celsius, and the number is not arbitrary.
Beyond about 2 degrees C, we begin to have melting of permafrost, release of greenhouse gases from the tundra. The oceans begin to change. The melting of the ice caps begins to accelerate. And so 2 degrees C is about our last chance to really control things before they begin to take on a life of their own.
Carpenter has also helped create an international research effort that's monitoring sustainable programs around the globe, from food production to transportation and energy efficiency.
We need to make sure that we are entraining the energy of all of these local projects around the world that are helping to move us in the right direction, because we need that local initiative along with the umbrella of smart policy to navigate the world to the place it needs to be.
In Milwaukee, Alan Schultz was among more than 200 climate action activists who gathered Saturday at City Hall. Similar rallies took place in 2,000 cities around the globe. Schultz had his 2 children in tow, bundled against the cold.
If we keep up at the pace we're going, global warming will become irreversible. That's what I'd be leaving my children to, a planet that would end up being so hot that they couldn't survive on it, or their children after them. So I just don't want to see that.
Beyond the physical stressors, Schultz says a major challenge is complacency. He doesn't think leaders will take on aggressive climate policy until the public tide shifts. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
Both on the part of government officials, regulatory officials, and utility executives.